the Vice Chairperson of the National Early Childhood Development Alliance, Dr. Monica Stach, joins us on the line now. Monica, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity.
3.5 billion rand through the provinces will be directed towards early childhood development and access of our children to those ECDs. That's good news, isn't it?
Yes, it surely is. But we have to also acknowledge we have a very ambitious goal to have universal access by 2030. So we are, as a sector, saying that there's at least a 34 billion rand gap in financial commitment from government to achieve this.
And that 34 billion rand gap is in today's numbers, I suppose. In a year's time, in 5 years' time, in 10 years' time, we could be looking at very different numbers depending on what interventions have been put in place.
Definitely. So those were numbers that were kind of, you know, released in the sector in 2018. So you're quite right.
All right. Let's perhaps start from the beginning, Monica. Why is it important for our children to be exposed to early childhood development?
It's really around human capital development. You know, it really starts, everybody's born with immense potential. And if we can invest in our human capital, it will drive education, jobs, and growth of our economy. So we also know that investment in early childhood development has huge returns for society. So for every 1 rand invested, you can have a 10 rand return. That is quite phenomenal.
And what are some of the stumbling blocks that are currently being experienced in South Africa that then determines that we do not have universal access to early childhood development?
It's really around creating a coordinated strategy for the country. And there's a fantastic vision, you know, that all boys and girls will have access to this quality ECD care and also pre-primary education as spelled out in the Sustainable Development Goals. The African Union agenda, you know, also talks about expanding access, and so does our National Development Plan. And so the stumbling blocks is really, you know, to be sure that everybody implements a play-based early learning curriculum. Also that we have a workforce that's able and who are qualified and trained to deliver this high-quality program. We also really need a continuum of ECD services. So from the moment a child's born, you know, what does that service provisioning look like? And then obviously a flexible and a robust funding and provisioning model. So we all are so used to doing early childhood development being provided in a preschool or in a ECD center. But we also are seeing quality programs emerge through early learning playgroup models, through home visiting models, and also toy library provisioning. And so it's really about opening up all these opportunities so that every child across the country will have access.
On Monday, the Basic Education Minister, Andrew Motshekga, reiterating the call that our children will have access to at least 2 years of early childhood development before, I suppose, the formal start of schooling for that child, and also mentioned, and this has been in discussion now for the last year or two at least, that early childhood development would move from social development to basic education. Where are we in that process, Monica?
So yes, it's referred to the function shift, and really there's been quite a bit of inception conversations that took place in February 2020. The department underwent the process of diagnosis and validation of their findings in terms of what exactly are all the complexities and considerations and all the legal ramifications, you know, in terms of doing the function shift. And that around about August 20, that process had been completed. A business plan was then created to manage this function shift, which was released and also had been shared with some of the stakeholders within the ECD sector. And it's envisaged that by March 2021, some of the function shift would have been concluded.
By March of 2021?
Yes. So it's really, that's, you know, quite clear. There's quite a bit of legislative amendments that needs to be conducted. And also there's a very clear articulation of the roles from the department, National Department of Basic Education, and the distinction also what is expected from the provincial department. So that is the plan that's on the table at the moment.
I imagine the benefit of shifting early childhood development from social development to education is that then the education element in it will receive certainly a lot more attention than perhaps it is currently at the moment.
Yes, the current model is very much a care and protection model, whereas the vision of the Department of Basic Education is that it would be early learning, and particularly early learning that is done through a play-based approach. So we don't want to be seeing grades sitting with books, trying to write. We want to see them in play that is guided by an adult and linked to a national curriculum framework. And children learn best in a playful environment where there are also opportunities to make free choice, some structure and guidance and support from a qualified early childhood development practitioner.
How then are we preparing the sector for this shift, Monica? Because many, many people I know who've either retired professionals, for example, or went into social work and decided, you know what, I'm going to care for the neighborhood children, if you like. And they get a fee, obviously, from the parent. They apply for the necessary registration so that they can get access to grants from the Department of Social Development. Primarily, though, those carers are just that. They're caring for those children. They're keeping them safe from harm while their parents are at a place of work or wherever they may be. Now you are asking them to effectively facilitate an educational process through play that will prepare that child for grade one of normal schooling. How are we preparing the sector for that shift, giving the ECD owners and practitioners the required amount of training to prepare them for their new role?
I guess that's the question that NECTA really also, are struggling and strategizing around. So we have a cadre of training providers in the country, and the onus is on the sector, along with universities and TVET colleges, to be looking at training and development of this particular workforce. And COVID has really shown how, attendance to early childhood development programs in August 2020 had dropped to as low as 13%. And we're also seeing a sector that's on its knees. And we really, as a training fraternity and people who are really passionate about early childhood development, looking at adapted methodologies around reaching early childhood development practitioners, such as online training and involving people, in over webinars. And along with this, it's really also battling and closing the digital divide that we see exists in these marginalized communities as well. So it's really exciting to be seeing the changes within the sector in terms of service providers launching online training offerings. And with that, obviously, also the required data support to this cohort of people that needs to undergo this training and development. So there's already, some of this underway, but it's really also a vision of NECTA that this becomes far more coordinated, and that as training providers, we all work towards the same goal. We need to be training 210,000 practitioners in order to deliver on universal access.
Well, I certainly wish you all success with that, Monica, because we cannot stress enough the importance of achieving this vision from government. Dr. Monica Stach is the Vice Chairperson of the National Early Childhood Development Alliance.